A political earthquake rocks France over the weekend. The populist right national rally stormed the French parliament with their biggest landslide win ever. We're going to take a look at what happened over the weekend. We're going to see how it relates to the elections coming up this Sunday and what it all means for the continued realignment of the continent of Europe around the nationalist populist right. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, did you see this headline in Forbes from just a couple of weeks back? The Fed quietly admits gold is replacing the dollar. And this is because more and more nations are starting to turn away from the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And it's no surprise that central banks around the world are ditching the dollar and gobbling up gold like never before. And that's why the price of gold is expected to continue to climb, because when all is said and done, more and more nations are turning back to the timeless value of gold and silver. And that's why we have as one of our wonderful friends and sponsors the amazing company Goldco, because they're patriots just like us who want to help you and guide you in how to get into precious metals completely tax-free and penalty-free. In fact, if you click on that link below right now, you can get your very own absolutely free gold and silver kit. It's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And again, just to show you how awesome the patriots over at Goldco are, the best part is that you may actually already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're the best, so what are you waiting for? Get in on the action by clicking on that link below or go to TurleyTalksLikesGold.com and get your own free gold and silver kit. It promises to be a real life changer. Over the weekend, Marine Le Pen and National Rally were the big winners in the first round of national elections across France. Once all the votes were counted, the nationalist right, the so-called far right, the radical right, finished first, winning an astonishing 33% of the vote. Although French President Emmanuel Macron called for the elections just a few weeks back, thinking he might be able to win, that call obviously backfired big time. His coalition came in at a distant third, just 20%, trailing behind the radical left coalition that came second with 20%. It was a stunning election, not the least of which because it reveals the radical divide that's opened up between urban and provincial France. Take a look at this map if you want a visual sense of the populist provincial revolution underway in France right now. Take a look at the sea of purple. Those are the regions that voted for National Rally. If you're listening by way of our 20 million downloads, it's as if France just got colored in almost completely purple, and then somebody put in some red and yellow and blue blotches here or there. Now, those blotches are urban areas. And National Rally candidates didn't even come close to winning enough votes to advance in the second round of elections. The first round basically clears out the riffraff, as it were, the fringe candidates who are just, you know, they're just getting single-digit support. It's the second round that matches up the more popular candidates. And British political scholar Matt Goodwin noted that in the greater Paris area, not a single one of National Rally's candidates made it to the second round. Not one. But all throughout the industrial heartlands, right? The small towns, the villages, the rural areas, all across France, National Rally candidates absolutely dominated. Provincial France has clearly turned to the nationalist populist right in a massive political earthquake. It's absolutely astonishing. So where do we stand right now? Okay, well, what's going on in France in terms of how they do elections is very similar to the way Louisiana governor elections that we saw a few months back, the way they're conducted. There are two rounds. Candidates who score over 50% of the vote in round one automatically win. They're already elected to the French Assembly. And that's, of course, what we saw in the governor's race in Louisiana several months back. He won first round. This is where National Rally really dominated. Le Pen's party got by far the most amount of candidates who got over the 50% mark. So they're good to go. Candidates who got at least 12.5% of the vote advanced to the second round if there's no 50% winner. Now, this is where things get interesting in French politics. This is where Marine Le Pen has politically suffered in the past, because what French politicians do is they create coalitions with other politicians who are doing well but show no signs of winning. And so what they do, these politicians who are doing well but not well enough to win, they enter into a coalition with a politician who looks like he can win. And they do that for two reasons. One, this way, the one who's popular but who can't win gets political power in this new coalition. He's part of the inner circle of the politician who can most likely win. And this is key, they can both team up to ensure that an undesirable candidate that got the highest score in round one ends up losing round two. It's basically the second and third place winners teaming up to take out the first place winner in the second round. This is what sunk Marine Le Pen in national rally candidates in the past. They do amazing in the first round, but then all the other globalist pro-establishment parties team up and beat the nationalist populace in round two. And that's exactly what Macron is already trying to do. He tweeted out that, quote, "The time has come for a broad, clearly democratic and republican alliance for the second round to keep Le Pen and her party out of power." That's right. Once again, the globalists are trying to clamp down on democracy in order to save it, right? However, there's a huge problem with this strategy. Let me show you what I mean. Again, a big shout out to Matt Goodwin for putting this data together. Take a look at how national rally has surged over the last few decades. So back in 1988, they weren't even breaking double digits in terms of the first round vote. They got just about 9% of the vote, so you can knock them out pretty easy in the second round. In 93, they got about 13% of the vote. In 97, 15%. They fell back in 2002 to 11% and were dealt a very bad blow in 2007 when they came in at just 4% of the vote. 2012, they climbed back to 13%. Same with 2017. And then they had a major breakthrough election back in 2022. We reported on this when they got 18% of the vote. Unprecedented for them. Here's the point. As long as National Rally was more or less in the political periphery, getting 11, 12, 13% of the vote, you could box them out in the second round. It wasn't that hard to deny them a second round victory. Gang, as of this weekend, National Rally surged to 34% of the vote. They doubled their votes from just 2 years ago. So again, the point here is that now that one in every three French voters is voting for Le Pen and National Rally, that strategy of trying to box them out looks like it's imploding. Now, the big question is, what are the center-right Republicans going to do for round two this Sunday? The center-right was basically split down the middle when it came to aligning themselves with Le Pen in the first round. Now, with the radical left coming in second place, it looks like more and more Republicans, center-right Republicans, are coming out and saying that the real danger in France is not Marine Le Pen, it's the radical left. And they need to align with the so-called radical right in order to stop the rise of the radical left. We'll see this coming Sunday. But if that happens, if the center-right largely aligns itself with Le Pen's national rally, we may indeed be seeing the beginning of a very new France, a thoroughly nationalist, populist France that promises to remake the political map not just in their own country, but throughout the continent of Europe as well. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.